emails per turn.
Make a difference.
Back with Tom to say Tatty Bye and deal with some emails in a moment, but now we'll make a difference. The actress Joanna Lumley has challenged children to get drawing to help raise awareness of a charity in Surrey. She's the patron of the Kids for Kids charity, which helps children in Sudan. And now the Joanna Lumley's Children's Challenge Draw a Goat for Dufour initiative is being launched. And Patricia Parker from Dorking is the CEO and founder of Kids for Kids. You may have heard her on the radio before. She's chatted to us before. I know that. Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Hey, very well indeed. Thank you. And thank you so much for doing this.
I'm hoping
it's going to give a lot of people some fun.
Yeah, I hope so. So we had a clue there as to what Joanna is asking of children, but give us a little bit more information.
Well, I don't know if many people know, but Joanna is actually a really super artist. But this time she's drawn us a really fun picture of the little goat. The little goat is the logo of Kids for Kids. Kids, as in four-legged kids for children in Darfur. We actually provide a whole package of sustainable development projects in remote villages. People are living lives of such deprivation.
Yes.
So we provide hand pumps, we provide donkeys for transport, we train midwives, things like that, mosquito nets, essential. But the little goat is the key project because if a family has goat's milk, then the children won't be malnourished. And so Joanna, thinking of keeping children happy during, and mothers, we hope, giving them a little bit of respite, has challenged children to draw their own goat. And every child will be a winner because we're going to put them on our Drawn to Darfur page on the website. So that you know, that will be up there for them to see. We'd love them to then enter into three age groups. And there are fabulous white cuddly goats. There's pictures on our website to see as the prizes. It's for children aged 12 and under. So really, really fun to do. I'm dying to see the pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. So get your children or your grandchildren involved in this. More information on the website. You don't have to be a goat drawing expert. The more fun, the better, I would imagine.
I think so.
And you get on the map, and you could get a cuddly friend to keep them company during lockdown if you're a winner of one of the three age categories there as well.
Well, we're giving away lots of these lovely cuddly goats. So, and there's no fee for this. Just send us your JPEGs we need. Email them to us. contact@kidsforkids.org.uk. Look at our website. It's all the details are on there. But no fee. Just send us your JPEGs. But really do beautiful goats. You know, that would be a really lovely thing to have.
Wonderful. Look, I wish you luck with the initiative. I know you do a lot of good work there, and you've had to diversify, as all charities have, with the work that you're operating in the Sudan and the challenges to the community there that they're facing. But thank you so much, Patricia, for sparing a bit of time to talk about it on the air with us today.
Well, I'm hoping people will have a huge amount of fun with that, and it will help children in Darfur who are in desperate need. So it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Patricia, thank you so much. That's Patricia Parker. She is the CEO and founder of Kids for Kids, which is based in Dorking. Check out their website for more information there. Thanks for joining us.
BBC Radio Sussex.